Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. This is Odell calling from Roadside Assistance.
Yes.
Okay, I was calling back because I was looking into this into your ticket. I've noticed, and I'm one of the supervisors. I noticed that we're getting a lot of extended ETAs due to the inclement weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is taking us a bit longer to secure a provider. Now, are you on the side of the road?
I'm at a tire clinic. It's a tire place. I gave the woman that called all the information. The truck is parked at a tire at like on in a, at a tire place in Marvel.
So it's at a tire place.
Yes.
And you're trying to get it to go to a different place, or it's
Yes,
overheating?
trying to get it to go to the shop to Valet Auto Tech. It's in Louisville. It's in Marvel.
Right, I'm looking at that. So, so again, so the issue that we're running into is extended hours. Is there a certain time you need to get it to that place, or?
Just whenever I can, whenever y'all can get it, when it's able to, you know, be picked up. I mean, I got to go to work today, so I work from 3 o'clock to 7:30.
Right, 'cause yeah, so would an extended ETA be something that you'll be willing to accept, or does it have to be a certain time?
I mean, you don't mind. I mean, you can do extended or just what does extended mean? You're talking about waiting till tomorrow or something, or?
Well, I mean, that's worst case scenario would be tomorrow, but at first glance, I'm guessing 3 to 4 hours, maybe more.
Oh, well, that's fine. I mean, I have someone that can give the keys to you. You know, if it push come to shove and end up. Place that I'm taking it to has a Dropbox, after-hour Dropbox.
Okay. Let me see. Hold on a
So,
second. Let me update your ticket, okay? Give me a moment, okay?
right.
All right, thank you. Okay, so is there any way that you can have the keys left in the car? Because that way we can do it as an unattended tow, and then we can get someone to get it as.
Yeah, that's possible. I can have someone take the keys up there. The worst part that you're welcome to get it any time because it's backed in and it's right
Okay.
off of the road. It's backed in facing the road, right beside the tire clinic. And I'm pretty good with those people down there. Plus, they live across from where the car is at. So they've been watching the car, but I have someone here with me that can, you know, take the key up there anytime y'all ready to come and get it. I mean,
Okay.
y'all can call me and let me know that you're on your way, and then that person could just take the key straight to the car anytime.
Okay, yes, does have. Okay. So the best thing that I would say is if you can have the keys left in the car, like under the mat or somewhere specific, That way, because we're not sure what time it'll be. So, I mean, I don't know if that's something as an option or if you just want us to call you. Meeting, I mean, the best thing would be to have the car unattended tow with the keys being left with the car. That way it won't be, you know, because they don't want to get there and the person don't make it in time. You know, anything can happen. So do you think that's possible at all?
Yeah, the only thing with that that bothers me is that, you know, you can't trust people, you know, driving up that road, you know,
yeah.
If they just all of a sudden, you know, start meddling into the truck. But, yeah, I could see that as being a possibility. It's just, you know, that risk factor. That's why I was saying, you know, it'd be nice if y'all could, like, text me, and then I can just call that person. That person ain't too far from the truck. And they'll have the key. They can just take the key there and put it there or either wait on y'all, either one, by the time y'all get over there.
Okay,
but
so,
if you want the person, if you want it to be put up on the mat, I guess we could do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's only because, you know, when we do an unintended tow, we have to have the key there. So once they get there, they can put in a neutral and all that other stuff and, you know, just so that nothing goes wrong. It makes it a little difficult when we do an unintended tow and there's no key. And then, you know, the people got to meet and everything. So that, not saying that y'all, you know, they wouldn't meet them on time and stuff like that. But, I mean,
That's what I'm saying. The person that's bringing it, mm-hmm. where we live, we don't live far from the car, from where you picking the car up at.
And okay.
All she has to do is take a straight shot up to the car and be waiting on y'all or put the key under the mat, you know?
Okay. All right. Well, I'll let the provider know. I'll see, like I said, it may be extended ETA. But we'll give you a call or we'll text you with that information.
Okay, you let me know, and trust me, it'll be there before y'all get there.
Okay.
The key.
All right. Okay. No problem.
Okay.
All right, we'll give you a call back if anything.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. Thank you again for calling. All right. Roadside Assistance.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye.